Music that reminds me of people. And I'd never realized quite how close the connection was between people and music until I started to think this through under the influence of Octaver. And let me just read you a few of the pieces of music that I'm not going to play and say in a very quickly who they remind me of, in no particular order. MacArthur Park by Jimmy Webb reminds me of Bill Whelan, the guy who wrote Riverdance. Chopin Etudes remind me of my father. Jussi Björling singing from Trovatore by Verdi reminds me of my first wife. The Jungle Book, especially the very last song in Jungle Book, reminds me of my great friend Dan Downey, who I haven't seen for ages. The second act of Die Walküre by Wagner reminds me of my son Jacob, who was an infant in arms when I first saw that opera on television. Stranger on the Shore by Åkerblom reminds me of a woman who played a big part in my childhood. Falstaff, the opera, reminds me of John Lloyd, the first time we went to Glyndebourne. Mrs. Robinson, here's to you, Mrs. Robinson, reminds me of Willis Walsh, with whom I went to California a very long time ago. Panis Angelicus reminds me of my godfather, Uncle Hugh. Whiter Shade of Pale remind me of many people, none of whom I'm going to mention. Madame George reminds me of my mother-in-law. So let me come to the three people that I've decided to play for you. The first piece of music reminds me of a great, great friend, a Welsh poet, well, a Welsh man who also wrote poetry, named Di Griffiths. And I became friends with him when I lived in Bradford-on-Avon in Wiltshire and became very close friends with him. So for him, here is Eli Jenkins' prayer from Dylan Thomas's Under Milk Wood. There's no doubt that that was Di Griffiths's one of Di Griffiths' most favorite pieces of music. He loved Dylan Thomas, and he influenced me to love Dylan Thomas too. What? Go away. Yes, he influenced me to love Dylan Thomas, and Under Milkwood is one of my favorite pieces of theater. And it's lovely to remember him, and may he rest in peace. So let me now play you a piece of music which reminds me of Jill Rakes and Tony and their family, who were so good to me. I say this in case they should listen to it. Tony Marriott. This piece of music is very controversial. And I'm going to play it, this version of it, and I'm going to play this piece of music despite the misgivings I have about playing it. And the piece of music is Marching Through Georgia. And I don't really want to open up the debate about the American Civil War in any form at all, but certainly this version of Marching Through Georgia would have been the one that Walt Whitman would have liked best. So let me just play it to you and see. Anyway, it reminds me of Jill Rakes and Tony. Final one is a piece of music which brings back into my memory one of my greatest friends in my whole of my life. May she rest in peace. Nina Fishman is her name, and she really had a huge influence on me falling in love with opera. When I came to London in 1975, I went and stayed with her for several weeks. And during that time, we talked a lot about opera. I went to see opera, and I certainly, it's had a big influence on me. And this is a recording. This is the sound of the voice of Edda Moser, who we both thought at the time was the greatest singer of this aria that either of us had ever heard. So I'm going to let Edda Moser sing us out. But I must warn you, first of all, of something, that this is maybe not everybody's taste. It's a remarkable piece of singing. But just to say, it takes a bit of getting used to. Here we have Edda Moser. I did warn you, especially for in memory of my great-great friend Nina Fishman, piece of music by Mozart, known popularly as the Queen of the Night aria, sung by Edda Moser. Goodbye, and thank you very much for listening.